forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In His arms He'll take and shield thee. Thou will find us all in sin. Page 37 of the Psalms. Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame. Since I met this blessed Savior, since He cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me.
Josh, can you help us with this one? living by faith.
Sure.
162, I'd like to the church.
Small as I am,
steps, but if I stumble, He'll understand. He picks me up, wipes off my tears, puts me on my feet again. Yes, He loves me as small as I am.
Yeah, amen. Praise the Lord. Bless them, Lord. That sounds like my father, amen. My big brother does that for me all the time. Aren't you glad you're saved? How many glad you're saved tonight?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bless you. I'm telling you, I'm happy. I tell people all the time, I am excited I'm going to heaven. But I'm 100 times more excited I ain't going to hell. Amen. I'm telling you, church, I am. It's good to be here. I appreciate the choir. I appreciate the singing. And Brother Mason, you and Brother Lane do a great job.
Yeah,
and I appreciate y'all coming in and doing that for us. And at this time, you pray for Brother Josh at this time. For
bless
him,
Lord.
Appreciate you. Thank you for being in the Lord's house tonight. Appreciate all the goodness and His love and His mercy for us to allow us to be in the
bless you, Lord.
Here tonight.
Yes.
Kind of difficult, I guess, last week or so with the baby being sick. Y'all got kids, you know. This morning, I got up about 6:30. Remember, woke me up. The baby woke us up, and I got up. And what I normally do is I just go into my office, and I turn on the TV, and I get my computer ready, and I go in the kitchen and give me something to drink and something that's useless in caffeine, probably. And this morning I got up and I went into my office and I didn't turn on the TV. Sit down at the desk, got on my computer, and I closed my door so I didn't, a lot of times the printer or the fax machine, I mean the scanner will wake up the baby and Amber if I'm not careful, if I don't close my door. And I started listening to a song this morning. And I started out with Jesus, and I'm going through.
Yeah, amen.
And I got so tore up by the frame, I thought I was holding it in. I would have woke the whole neighborhood. Because I got to thinking about the words of that song, Sister Kathy.
Yes.
I started with Jesus. See, a lot of people started with a lot of different things in this world. And you started, there's people, there's diets that people start at the beginning of the year, and 2 weeks into the year, they've done given up. They've had enough of it. And no doubt there's been people that's been, you know, maybe it's been born again. They've been in the way. You know what? Nothing would happen in their life, Jeff, and they just give it up and say, I quit. That's I tell you, we've been there all of us, and we've not worked. We just felt like we're going to quit. And the Lord gave me this scripture last week. And I told you last time I stood, and I'm being serious about this. I had no idea that I was going to preach it here in our home church tonight. I really didn't. But sure in the world, the Lord gave me this scripture, and it came back to me. I had thought before Brother Lee called that I might have to stand tonight. Now you say you're prophesying. No, I'm not doing that one bit. I'm just saying the Lord speaks to your heart. Now, if you're on God's will, He might not speak to you like it. He would if you were in His will. I'm going to do my very best. I'm not going to let the devil steal nothing from me tonight. I strip a deer, my boy. I don't care. Because I've learned that I'm going to give it to God and live my life to you. And I'm not going to lay it down for nobody else. I got a sermon on my heart, a message on my heart now. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's about an hour and a half long. I'm not kidding about that. I feel like it could be stayed that long tonight. But I want the church to pray. You might be here tonight. You might be listening on the internet, on Facebook. But I believe God gave me this message for a reason tonight, Brother Jeff. If you got your Bible, I want you to turn over to Genesis chapter number 5. You might say this is elementary scripture. But let me tell you something tonight. If we get too big, it's for our reason that we think we're above the passages of the Word of God that still need to be preached because there's people that need to be in the Word and that we need to be refreshed from time and time again. I preached on this same scripture about 2 times, I believe, in my ministry, but God showed me something different. And in this verse of scripture from Genesis chapter number 5 over to 7 or 8, so tonight I'm just going to jump around, but I'm going to give it to you like the Lord gives it to me. If you got your Bibles, it's chapter number 6. I'm going to read in number 5, verse number 5. I'm going to start here. And God saw that the great wickedness of man was great in the earth and every imagination. And that the thought of his heart was only on evil continually. And he repented the Lord that he made man on earth and grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man who I created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, and repented me that I have ever made him. But listen to number 8. It said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And I'm going to be honest with you. I can stop right there. That's a whole message in myself. But I'm going to say, like my former pastor, Brother Harold Wesley said, I'm just going to take this verse by verse tonight, because there's a message that needs to be preached tonight. I'll be honest with you, you can stop preaching grace and preach about salvation. But I'm not going to do that. I'm the Lord in my helper. I'm going to do my very best to show you something tonight. Now in this verse that I just read, and I'm going to read Lord willing in a minute, he told Noah, he's explaining something. That there was the evil in the world. And that sick in God because of the evil in the world. And you know, not the day that we live today. I want you to be thankful and say about this. He disappointed God because of sin and evil. But you know what? If we go on and down into scripture here, it gives Noah some instruction. In verse number 14, it says, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shall make, and the ark shall be pitched within and without pitch. And then he goes on to tell you about exactly the dimensions of the ark and how. Now, I haven't been up in Kentucky. Yeah. I haven't seen the ark, but I want to go.
Yeah.
But I believe that they built the ark, Noah built the ark exactly according to God's word. And you know what he was doing? He was following directions. I want to preach a following direction. Because if we don't follow God's direction, we'll end up like this. And you know what? We'll never change my world. And we'll, if you've never been saved, you'll end up in a place called hell.
Tonight,
I want you to think about number 17. And it's, behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth and destroy all flesh. Wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in earth shall die. Now, he told him what was going to happen. You know what? A lot of people, if we knew what was going to happen tomorrow in our lives, I tell you, I guarantee you, it would drive us crazy.
Yes.
He would.
Yes.
You know what? The 10 ways are much higher than our ways. We don't think about that, but it don't matter what you're going through. God has got one.
Amen.
These people were evil.
Amen.
These people were sick.
Amen.
And these people didn't believe what God had told them.
Bless
you. You know what he did? If you go down to verse number 22, he said, thus did Noah according to all God commanded him, so did he. You know what he did? He did exactly what God told him. He followed the directions.
Amen.
He followed the directions of God.
Good preach.
You know what happened when he followed the directions? He found safety in the arms of the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
He did. He commanded him to build that ark. He did. He went on and built it.
Yeah.
Exactly what? You know what the Lord had called him to do? And you know what I want to just paraphrase for a minute. These people thought he was crazy.
Yeah.
They thought you're a Christian, or you're a believer, or you found breakfast. I can just only imagine in that time what they thought of Noah. I mean, I'm just kidding. Now I know what they think of us today.
Oh, yeah.
They think of us that we hate.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the world would rather have us be labeled, and they'd rather find us in prison for a hate crime or preaching the truth. Word of God.
Yes, amen.
The Word of God feeds.
Yeah.
The Word of God is true.
Yeah.
You know what? If you don't spiritually have the relationship with God, and you know what? In the free part of sin, you'll never get the Word of God.
Amen.
You know what? I was up at the courthouse the other day, and I was doing my job, and there's a man in there. And he's just as wicked and ungodly as anybody I find in the Bible. I'll be honest with you. Boy, I'm telling you, he's wicked, old man. And you know what he said? I sit in my corner and I just leave my work. And I hear him over there cussing God, saying words that ought not to be said.
Oh.
You know what? Everybody knows about this man. You know what I think? And then we got to talking to a friend of mine up before house, and she said, Josh, I'm trying to witness to him. And I know some other people trying to witness to him. He said he's been reincarnated. He's going to commit suicide, kill himself. He's going to come back. I'm talking about wickedness that we've never seen.
God help.
We're living in the time. God said it, and it's come true.
Yes, yes, yes.
People hate one another.
Yes, yes.
Just in the days of Noah, it's the same day we need to realize we need to follow
Christ. That's right. Amen. Amen.
We don't need to give up.
Amen.
We need to keep on going.
Yes.
They may call us, and now it's crazy. It don't matter what they say. It matters what God says.
Amen.
Amen.
If we as Christians put our eyes on the Lord and stop worrying about the one besides on either side, our lives will be so much better.
Yeah, man.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
This wasn't a day or two that this happened. It was years and years and years he had to go through this. And sometimes you guys will probably want to call it torment. How can you imagine working all hours of the day and night on something God told you to do it to, and you're wore out? And I bet your family, you know, some families like mine have, well, you know what, you're working too much, you shouldn't do that. You know, I'll just be honest with you.
Yeah.
He was in the flesh.
Yes.
Even though the Bible says he was a perfect and a righteous man, he was still in the flesh.
Yes, yes, yes.
These people, they probably ridiculed him and told all kinds of things to him. Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
It ain't going to flood. It ain't in the rain. But the Bible said it started to rain.
Yeah.
You know what happened? It started to rain.
Yeah.
These people, I guarantee you, they come so well. Is there some truth to this?
Yes.
Is there some truth to this? How can you, I'm going to get back to that in a minute, how can you have a smile on your face?
Come on.
Well, the adversity and trouble that you're facing, let me tell you, it's the grace of God.
Amen.
The grace of God will give you peace in the storm.
Yes, amen.
You might be dying on your deathbed. You know what? But I'll tell you what. Tonight, God's grace is sufficient.
Yes.
He's not going to leave us, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He didn't leave Noah's hand. Even though it took, I'm not a Bible scholar. I can't tell you exactly how many years it was. I can't remember it off the top of my head. But it was not a short time.
No, 120 years.
And I'll tell you what, in those years, there's probably many times they want to give up.
Yes.
But he didn't. And you know what? The saving of his household, Brother Lee.
Yes.
What would we do for the saving of our household?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you.
Praise the Lord.
That's what we need to have on our mind and our hearts.
Yes.
Those that are lost and undone, that we come in contact every
day. Yes.
You know what I'm going to get back to this man?
Come on.
I see him all the time. I saw him yesterday. I went up there and I sat down. I was the only one in the whole room. I sat down. I saw him come in. And I said, hey, so-and-so. He didn't say a word. Did you get mad? No, I sure didn't.
No.
I said, I smile on my face. But then if I act like the devil, and I act like the whole world, he's not going to notice
something. That's right.
He's not going to notice something.
That's right.
He didn't say a word. I just went on. He said, prophesy.
Oh, right.
Boy, I tell you what. The devil thought he was going to get it. He didn't. A lot of people would just chew this man up and down. How dare you not speak that to them?
Yeah,
I got up and I built my work and I said, well, I'll see you later. I hope you have a good day. Crickets. Yeah. Not a word.
Yeah.
I got outside. I told Amber, I said, that man didn't say a word to me. I said, it didn't bother me one bit. You know why? Because I prayed for him.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I know God's working on both of them.
Yes.
Right for those things.
God is working when we don't even
know. Yes. Amen. Amen.
We can't a lot of times see what he's doing.
Right.
And anywhere in the storm, you know what? The waves and the rain and the wind, they beat up upon us. You know, I tell you something, we get so distracted. I'm telling you, we get so tore up of the storm.
Yeah.
And we lose the fact that we can go above the clouds and the sun shines.
Amen.
I don't know if you've ever been on an airplane, but we went to college, we went to Washington, D.C. And I did this first time flying. Boy, I tell you what, we got to land at the airport, and it wasn't good weather, but you know what? We got above those clouds, and I kept saying, it's a great day to be alive. Because I realized, and we realized that God is in control of everything.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord.
He's in control of everything. So what happened? Noah followed the directions.
Yes.
He did. His reaction, you know, his obedience saved his name.
Yes, sir.
It sure did. And you know what? Every reaction gives a consequence a lot of times.
That's right.
When it started raining, and then you know what? It started raining, those people thought, well, it'll be true. And they were probably thinking, it's going to stop. But it didn't stop. It persisted even more. I can see it starting out as just a mist in the air. And getting heavier and heavier. And just a shower to a torrential downpour.
Yes.
I'm talking about that. The worst rain you've ever imagined. I can just see it now. Those people got saved.
Yes.
I'm telling you,
yes.
That's a fearful thing.
Amen.
To realize where we are and where God is.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. When you realize that you're lost and undone, and your heart starts to shake, that's the exact moment you can do business with God.
Amen.
Yes.
If you've never been called, you can read the Bible all day and all night. And the Spirit of God not move upon your heart.
That's right.
And you can be saved.
That's right.
Move upon your heart.
Amen. Amen.
Until you come to your senses.
That's right.
And you realize, I'm in a bad, bad place. And that Holy Spirit, and that Holy Ghost conviction is what we need.
Yes.
Start shaking you at the core.
Amen.
You know what? I heard it, and I feel like I heard it all my life.
Yes.
Until I took that first step. I heard it. Oh, if you'll just take that first step, you'll flow.
Yes.
I believe it. When I took my first step,
yes.
God looked upon my heart, Jim. He knew what I stood in need of, and He saved my soul.
Yes.
I used to be tormented because I didn't know what I would say. But when it comes down to the moment, I can't remember. And it don't matter what
that's
I
right.
say. God looked upon the heart. We need to follow directions.
Yes.
If we want victory in our life, we're going to have to follow the
directions. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Noah, it rained and rained and rained. And about that time it got so deep, I can just imagine the Bible said God shut the door. When He shut that door, it was done.
Yes.
All the work
yes.
was done.
Yes.
There wasn't nothing else that could have been accomplished because He shut the door.
Amen.
Let's not let God shut the door in our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
He might give you an opportunity to witness to somebody, to share your testimony.
Do it.
To preach.
To do it.
You better do it.
Amen.
Obedience is better than success.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I guarantee if we don't do that, we tell you what's going to happen.
Holy Spirit will teach you.
You're going to take a wolf.
Yes, sir.
And it's going to be the word of wolf. You're going to think you might have to get me a wolf. It's going to be a wolf and have some vision.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to be committed. Yeah. I'm the man where you can't see.
Yes.
I'm talking about you can't get away from.
Awesome.
Yes. Battle you can get in that kind of shape. And if God's still dealing with your heart, and you just give it to the Lord, I'll tell you what's going to happen. You can better shout.
Amen.
Amen.
You're going to be able to shout the victory no matter what storm is going on. God is giving the peace that passes all understanding.
Yeah.
Now, that ain't the peace that we have every day. I believe that's a special kind of peace.
Amen.
In those times when there's nothing else that can work, or nothing that we can do, God will send that peace.
Brother. Yes, sir, He will.
Boy, that peace, you can be, now, it don't matter.
Yes.
It don't matter where you're at, or what you're doing, or what's going on. When God sends that peace, that's all we
need. Yes, praise the Lord.
And I guarantee you, y'all, I believe one thing, I'm going to come to a close. Sandy, come to a piano. That peace that He'll give you, be the best thing.
Amen.
Yes.
In this situation.
Yes, sir.
Place.
Amen.
We got friends I was I've been thinking about praying for different ones this week that are facing things in their lives that I've never faced. Mm-hmm. And I would love to pray, God, you do this or you do that. But you know what? I'm 36 years old. But I've learned that my ways are not His ways.
Amen.
I'm not saying something in my brain. Whoa, sometimes.
Right.
You know what I've learned to pray? God, Your will be done.
Amen.
And you know what?
Amen.
When we pray that,
yes,
that peace is a, I'm talking about something that if you never experienced it, if you never experienced that peace, I guarantee you can find it too.
Amen.
Wherever you're, I've heard some people testify, if you stand with us tonight.
Bless you,
Lord. I've heard people testify that they found that peace in a bar.
Yes.
I've heard people testify they found that peace in a beer stand.
Yes.
Wow. I've heard people testify they were driving down the road, they had to pull over on the side of the road, and they found that peace.
Amen.
You know, Lord, but I just said, I found it in a church. I found it elsewhere.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. One night out in Alabama, I was out there by myself. And I needed to do some business with the Lord. I didn't even make it in my house. I didn't fall down on my knees. I simply got out of my truck and leaned over the back of my truck. And me and God did some business.
Amen.
And that peace came on the scene that night. And you know what? I went inside and I slept like a baby.
Yes.
I'm talking about peace.
Yes. Yes.
Even in the midst of the storm and all that y'all had to go through. And the days and days they spent in that ark. God made a wind.
Yes.
You ever been in the midst of God blowing that Holy Spirit of wind?
Yes.
Coming on that arm and dried up the earth, and I guarantee you, I would have probably pulled the hook out of that boat back up right there and there. But they didn't. They waited in the right moment for God's presence to get out.
That's right.
Let me tell you something, I feel like I'm in front of them. They get out of that ark, let me tell you what they did. You know what? Let me tell you exactly what they did. They went and built them an altar.
Yes, sir.
We need to have an altar in our lives.
Yes, sir.
You go to it and say, Lord, Lord, let us you brought me through. Lord, let us praise you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm saved thus far. I started with you, and I'm going through.
Yeah.
Let's not be one of those. Those that are stopped and given up are the most miserable people.
That's right.
Those that have been saved and know to do right and have found that peace in their lives, but have turned their life away from God, that is the most miserable feeling in this world.
Yes.
But let me tell you something tonight before y'all say, God, as long as there's breath, there is hope.
Amen.
And you know what? That blessed hope, one day after a while, yet I'm going to see the things that John saw.
Yes.
I mean, really, you hear things a lot of times, and it don't do nothing for us. But when God starts revealing it to you, I'm talking about a spell.
Yeah.
This morning I had myself a spell. Did I ever know that? She sure did. But I just tell you that I just feel like heaven was rejoicing.
Yeah.
I just felt it. Yeah, I know. The feet and the wind was blowing through my soul. God is good tonight.
Yeah.
That's the next verse of the song. You got me, bring it to God, He will hear your prayer.
Page 11.
She said, you know what you are, Mr. Griggs? I said, what's that? She said, you're a holy brother. I said, thank you, ma'am. I said, I appreciate that. She said, that wasn't a compliment. I said, yes, it was. She said, how do you figure that? I said, well, let's just define that word a minute, holy roller. I said, holy means righteous. Rolling means you're going somewhere. So that lets me know that there's enough in my life to let you know I'm going to heaven. So thank you for the compliment. Amen. She didn't care too much for that after that. Amen. But I tell you, I like people call me a fanatic in the Holy Roller. Because I tell you, I'm a fanatic about the Lord. I'm a fanatic about keeping people out of hell. Amen. Appreciate that. Appreciate that message tonight. Amen. We need more like that. Appreciate everybody being here. Some couldn't be here, obviously, for sickness and all. But let's pray for them. And anyone got anything on your heart before we come to a close? If not, meet us back here Sunday morning. Sunday school. Be sure you come to Sunday school. If you're not coming to Sunday school, you're missing a blessing. Amen. Take care of one with another.